It's loving, I disdain, I am a rock, I am an island. It's got a pretty nifty tune to it, which is why I thought it's best to spare you my own personal rendition of it. Don't want to destroy that for you for the rest of the day. The lyrics are ironic from start to finish, because obviously human beings are neither rocks nor islands. And we most certainly do have need of friendship, laughter, and love. But why? Why do we desire these things? Because we were created this way. Our first reading this morning comes from the book of Proverbs, and it's a long quote from Wisdom Personified. Wisdom describes herself as the first of all God's creatures. In Genesis chapter 1, the first thing God creates is light. Let there be light. It was the light of wisdom. Wisdom says in that reading today, before the water or the mountains or the hills, I was brought forth. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When he made the skies, the foundation of the earth, and set the limits for the sea, I was there. I was his craftsman. I was his delight day by day. And I found delight in the human race. And so to learn wisdom is to learn a great deal about the mind of God. Proverbs tells us that wisdom is a craftsman. God delights in wisdom, and wisdom delights in the human race. God is the creator and craftsman who delights in his creation, who delights in wisdom and in the human race. You and I have a beautiful need for friendship because we were created by the God who delights in his creation, by the God who is capable himself of delight, and God is capable of delight because God is a community of persons. We are neither rock nor island because God, in that sense, is neither rock nor island. We delight in friendship, laughter, and love because God delights in friendship, laughter, and love. In the gospel, Jesus says, everything that the Father has is mine. It's like saying the Father and I are one, right? Everything the Father has is mine. And then he also says that the Holy Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has belongs to the Son, and all that the Son has belongs to the Spirit. And the great mission of the Spirit is to share that treasure of grace, friendship, laughter, and love with us. St. Paul wrote in that second reading from his letter to the Romans and his letter to us, the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The great mission of the Holy Spirit is to pour God's love into our hearts. His friendship, laughter, and love. Now, there are things that block and hamper this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I would say first, of course, is our fallen nature. We are prone toward fear and distrust, which are the opposites of love. Right? St. John says that perfect love casts out fear. So if we struggle with fear or anxiety, we need to pray for that perfect love of God to drive out our fear so that we can begin to feel ourselves loved and then truly begin to trust and love in return. Our sins also block and hamper the outpouring of God's love through the Spirit. And we know that the first and best solution to our sin is the sacrament of reconciliation. Be reconciled to God, St. Paul says elsewhere. Be reconciled to God, and so begin to be reconciled to each other. We need the reconciling and healing dew of the Spirit, the dew of the Spirit to irrigate our hearts, to refresh them, and to make our hearts more capable of love and no more prone to fear. We need the dew of the Spirit. There's a classmate of mine who just celebrated the 25th anniversary of his priestly ordination. We were freshmen together in the college seminary, and at the time, I would never have guessed that we would become friends, let alone good friends or best of friends. We were and are rather different in personalities. But after going to school together for several years, the dew of the Holy Spirit began to wash away some of my fears of him. And we began to have some beautiful talks and to share about our families. We began to laugh together and to grow in friendship. And the next thing I knew, the Holy Spirit had poured love into our hearts for each other. We're capable of friendship and laughter and love because we're created in the image and likeness of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who's a single communal deity of friendship, delight, and love. You desire those things because the God who created you is those things. Where you experience those things, it's because the triune God is there fostering them and growing them. At his anniversary celebration, my priest friend at one point just delighted out loud. And he said, "Don't you think that heaven will be the experience of meeting friends and seeing in the full light of day for the first time all the ways that God worked in that friendship, worked his friendship and his delight and his love in us? Oh, that was God that I experienced in you in that moment and in that moment and in you and in you. I see the Lord now in you." And maybe we can catch a glimpse of that divine in each other already now. So the homework for the week: pray the Holy Spirit to drive out any fear in you with his perfect love so that you can grow in friendship and delight and wisdom and love.